This is the SF Productions Podcast Network. How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, Episode 399. Can a comic collector of over 25 years get his wife to read them? Will she let him keep them? Learn more in this podcast. Let's go to the comic book lounge with Mindy and Mark.
Get ready for the lightning round, and it's time to update the poll list. This is How I Got My Wife to Read Comics for Sunday, April 10th, 2016. I'm Mark.
And I'm Mindy. Just a reminder, you can go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, or subscribe via iTunes where you can leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter @sfppn, check out tumblr.com/blog/sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP. Well, we had another small week for comics.
We've had a lot of small weeks lately.
Well, we're going to do something about that in a minute. But first, let's go to the lightning round. Superman, The Coming of the Supermen, number 3 of 6 by Adams and Avena. Neil Adams' miniseries seems to be all over the place. You got a team of other Kryptonians helping out Cal, who's being guided by a demonic ghost. He goes back to New Krypton on the other side of the sun from Earth.
Okay,
in Lex Luthor's spaceship.
This other Krypton, I seem to recall that from somewhere, but was that from some other continuity somewhere?
That was in the main continuity a while back, that there was a new Krypton, but I don't think it was on the other side of the sun from Earth.
It was very weird.
So in order to fight Darkseid and save the kid he himself put into danger, he has to go to New Krypton.
Yeah.
Frankly, it's a mess.
Yes.
And speaking of a kid, Batman Beyond number 11 by Jurgens, Chang, and Maialo. This title has merged the animated series New Gotham with Commandy's Great Disaster. But the big event this issue, the Justice League of the Beyond Universe has been defrosted.
Woohoo!
And Superman is no longer Cal. He's John, a.k.a. Clark's son from the Lois and Clark comic miniseries going on right now, and is now an adult. And by the way, we now know that John, as a kid, will co-star in the new Super Sons title along with Damian Wayne.
DC Rebirth!
Harley Quinn and the Suicide Squad April Fool's Special by R. Williams, Lee Galloway, S. Williams, Hope, Friend, and Sinclair. DC finds himself in a quandary. They currently have two Harleys. The wacky, violent Connor Paul Biotti solo series, or the psycho assassin in Suicide Squad. I far prefer the former, but the latter is who will be in the upcoming film, and we know that DC slash Warner loves synergy. So who will survive Rebirth? Both? Neither? Unlikely.
I'm guessing the wacky one, because that's who everybody likes, and it's more like Deadpool.
Angel in Faith, Season 10, number 25 from Dark Horse. The latest season wraps up, finally. There were too many filler issues to get to the end of this. The big bad is hoisted by his own petard, as was obviously going to happen based on the last issue, followed by the gang holding a cookout. I prefer the current Buffy season, which we know is also about to wrap up. So, I mentioned my weekly poll list.
Now, well, our weekly poll list. Some of it is mine.
That's true. Now, regular comic buyers know about pull lists, but for those who don't, Diamond Comics puts out what they call the Previews Catalog, which lists what will be published 2 months from now. So you fill it out. We actually do it online via comixology.com, which means you're kind of guessing what you'll want 2 months from now.
Based on a little blurb from the publisher and maybe a cover picture.
And maybe who the creatives are.
Mm-hmm.
Since DC Rebirth is going to begin in 2 months, there's a major changes coming, so it's time to update the poll. So we're just going to go through the current poll that we have, kind of give a yay or nay, starting with Dark Horse, which we currently get Buffy, we get Aw Yeah Comics, and Leaving Megalopolis.
But two of those are miniseries, right?
Yes, and Buffy's about to end.
Yeah, but of course, I'm sure that both Buffy and Angel from Dark Horse will be back at some point with the next seasons.
Yes.
So I'm going to say keep Buffy and Angel.
Okay.
But, you know, that's up to you if you want to read them or not.
Well, I like them.
I did want to say a couple things that were announced at Emerald City Comic Con from Dark Horse that I do think when they get into the pull list, I'm going to add.
Okay.
And that is Black Hammer, a new Lemire, Jeff Lemire series.
Jeff Lemire series.
Yeah, and it looks kind of interesting. And then I thought you would want to get the miniseries Tarzan on the Planet of the Apes. Isn't that the most appropriate crossover ever?
This really sounds more like an IDW title than a Dark Horse title, to be like merging two of their properties. All right, let's move on to DC. Now, I'm going to list all of them. There's several things going on here, of course. We have Rebirth titles that are all going to be one-shots, and then there are certain titles that are suddenly going to be coming out twice a month.
Right, and this is only the July titles that you're talking, or the June titles?
June titles.
Because that's all that's listed in previews so far. Some of the ones I'm talking about aren't in previews yet, but Mark is being a stickler at staying at what's in previews.
Well, I can't add it to the poll list until it's available in previews.
Okay.
So we start with DCU Rebirth. This is kind of an introduction to the whole event, and I think that's pretty much a foregone conclusion we're getting that.
Yeah, you kind of have to, I think, if you're going to get any of them. But
yeah. So we then have Superman Rebirth. Superman by Tomasi, one of the twice-a-month issues. Action, also twice a month, by Jurgens. In both these cases, this will be the pre-Flashpoint Superman returning. And the solicitation seemed to indicate that the new 52 Superman is dying. Mm. Like actually dying, not the comic is dying. He's dying.
Both are.
The character, yeah, both are. Because the real Superman's coming back, you know, I had my rule, when the real Superman comes back, I'll start getting the comics again. So I'm going to start getting Superman in action.
We'll see how the twice-a-month thing goes.
Yeah, I don't think that'll last very long. We have Batman Rebirth, Batman by King, twice a month, and Detective, also twice a month, by Tinian the Fourth. This second one involves Batman and Batwoman. Frankly, I'm not all this still interested in Detective. I think I'm currently getting Batman. I probably will continue to get Batman.
I don't think that with all the other Bat titles as well that I could handle four issues of Batman every month.
Right. Now, there is going to be an all-star Batman that Snyder's doing that I do want to get. But that's upcoming. We have Aquaman Rebirth and Aquaman by Abnett and Walker twice a month. No.
You know, I miss that. I have to say, I think that the last Aquaman reboot was really good.
But that was Geoff Johns doing it.
When it was just a little bit of that before they changed the creator on it.
Yep.
I love that, but right. I don't see any point in going back to Aquaman.
Yeah. We also have Flash Rebirth and Flash by Williamson, also twice a month. I usually get Flash. I'll probably continue to get Flash. Green Lanterns Rebirth and Green Lanterns by Humphreys, twice a month. Yeah, still not interested in going back to Green Lantern, especially because this is going to feature the Simon Baz and the Jessica Cruz.
I wouldn't mind the Simon Baz, but I have no interest in the Jessica Cruz.
Yeah, yeah. So those aren't going to happen. We have Green Arrow Rebirth and Green Arrow by Percy, also twice a month. No, sorry.
I get enough Arrow on television.
Exactly. We have Wonder Woman Rebirth and Wonder Woman by Rucka, twice a month. Because it's Greg Rucka, I'm willing to continue to stick it out with Wonder Woman.
Give it a try, yeah.
Yeah, certainly it would be better than the current storyline that's been going on for quite a while.
But if it doesn't get good, I'd say drop it.
Yeah, that's a tentative there. We have Titans Rebirth. We haven't gotten involved in the Titans stuff for a while, so I see no reason to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We have one of the new Hanna-Barbera titles, the Wacky Raceland,
and that's
which is
probably not the one I'm going to pick.
No, no.
I probably will pick one.
Okay. We have Adventures of Supergirl, which is the TV series continuity. This is a digital first we haven't been getting. I don't really see the reason getting that.
No, I like the TV show, but I don't need to read the comic, too.
Yeah. We have Justice League twice a month and Justice League of America and a Justice League annual. I always get Justice League. I'll probably continue getting Justice League.
So what's the difference between Justice League and JLA?
Basically two different continuities. The JLA continuity, I don't see where it possibly fits. It's almost an Elseworlds.
Okay.
And then we have the Bloodlines miniseries that's already underway. No.
Yeah.
Constantine, no. Earth 2 Society. I assume this is the one of the last issues of that, so I'll stick it out to the end.
So that's not a rebirth yet.
No. Deathstroke and Deathstroke Annual? Nope. Dr. Fate? Nope. Red Hood and Arsenal? Nope. Legends of Tomorrow? We're getting that because
that's
of Sugar and Spike.
That's like the anthology series. Yeah.
Yeah. Sugar and Spike is why I'm getting it. Swamp Thing? Nope. New Suicide Squad? Nope. Teen Titans and Teen Titans Annual? Nope. The Superman Coming of the Superman, which we just talked about. I'll finish up that miniseries. Dark Knight 3 miniseries. That'll run out. Grayson Annual, but not a regular Grayson issue. So I don't know if that's going to like tie up storylines for the Grayson title. In any case, I'll be getting it.
Well, because it's
same creatives.
Yeah, because the Grayson is ending, right?
Yeah. Harley Quinn, Harley's Little Black Book, and Harley Quinn and her gang of Harleys. Right now, I'm getting all three of them. I can't believe that all three of them are going to last. One of them's going to drop.
Yay.
Poison Ivy, Cycle of Life and Death. That's another miniseries that will finish out. I am getting that. Robin, Son of Batman. We dropped that a while back. The DC Comics Bombshells title. Continuing to get that. Legends of Wonder Woman. That's a miniseries, and we'll run that out. Scooby Apocalypse. This is another one that I'm not interested in.
That's the Hanna-Barbera. That's not the one I pick.
But the one I'm picking is Future Quest.
Yes.
Because we're definitely getting that.
That's because it's got Johnny Quest.
Yeah, and Space Ghost.
And Space Ghost.
And the Herculoids. And the Impossibles. Oh. And Mighty Mitor.
I hope that's good.
I hope so.
So there's something else that came out of Emerald City Comic Con that I found very interesting that will go on
actually,
our poll.
Actually, WonderCon.
What?
I think it was WonderCon. I think it was
this was
week.
It?
Yeah.
Okay. DC is going to have a new imprint.
And this is the first time they've done a new imprint since Minx?
Right,
probably?
Which didn't last.
No.
But Young Animal, the imprint, is basically for Gerard Way, who wrote Umbrella Academy, and he was in My Chemical Romance. And he is going to be writing books about existing characters
right
in the DC universe. So he's doing a Doom Patrol, Shade the Changing Girl, Cave Carson Has a Cybernetic Eye, and Mother Panic.
Now, Mother Panic is a new character, but she's based in Gotham.
Gotham. So I thought, boy, this is almost like the new Vertigo. When Vertigo started, they were taking DC characters and reworking them in weird and odd ways, like Sandman and stuff.
This is very much early Vertigo, no question. And it makes me wonder what the direction is for Vertigo if they're not going to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Because Vertigo has very little right now. And maybe Vertigo is going to go all creator-owned stuff. So original characters, not DC characters, just here's a brand new thing that could have gone to any publisher, but it ended up at Vertigo.
And speaking of Vertigo,
yeah,
on the pull list right now from Vertigo, we have Astro City and Clean Room. Astro City will get no matter what. Wherever
yes.
it goes, whatever happens, that's always a definite pull.
Right. And Clean Room, I'm kind of enjoying, but at the same time, it's very much a horror title.
Yeah. And it's really hard to pick out new stuff from Vertigo sometimes because you just don't know what you're going to get.
Right. Now, over at IDW, we will still, as far as I'm concerned, get Star Trek.
Do you get all the Star Treks?
No, just the ongoing series. That's it.
Okay.
At Image, we'll be getting Jupiter's Legacy Volume 2. That's another miniseries.
And I'm guessing that any Jupiter's stuff that ever comes out, because this has been the second series.
Right. And so over at Marvel, we have Captain Marvel and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which you're currently getting.
Are we getting Captain Marvel?
I thought we were still getting Captain Marvel. Maybe we're not. We got a couple issues of it.
Oh, okay.
You know, Carol Danvers at the space station and all that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that now. And so now I'm wondering if we should start getting some other stuff, any of the all-new, all-different Marvels or anything, you know, that,
right.
that are going to start coming out, especially regarding the Civil War thing.
Right, but it seems like you have to be in for a pound if you're in for a penny on Civil War.
Yeah.
And I'm not ready to invest that much to read all of those titles or enough to know what the heck's going on.
Yeah.
Now, Moon Knight is another Jeff Lemire title. It's already on issue 3.
Is it? I thought it hadn't come out yet.
Well, It probably just is coming out now because it's 2 months from now.
Yeah, because the poll is 2 months ahead.
Right. So we could probably go ahead and put it on the poll and pick up the next couple issues separately.
Or we could just go buy the first issue and see if we like it first.
Yeah, that's also an option.
I'm also reading Ms. Marvel via the trades and really enjoying it. And I'm wondering, should that go on a poll or should I just keep with the trades?
I would say stay with the trades, especially because Ms. Marvel is part of Civil War as well right now.
Yeah, that's what I'll probably do.
So also we have Superhuman Resources, which is a miniseries from an independent. I got the last miniseries of that. I kind of enjoyed that. It's kind of like an employment agency for superheroes.
Yes.
There's also Archie from Archie Comics. That's really the only thing we're getting from Archie. We tried Jughead. Really didn't like that all that
much. I have to say, I also via trades, but there's only been one so far, is Afterlife with Archie. I loved.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get the trades on that as well if they ever come out.
All right. Then we have over at Bongo, we have Simpsons Comics, which I'll get until they stop printing Simpsons Comics. And then finally, over at Titan, Doctor Who 10th Doctor and 11th Doctor. There are other Doctor Who titles, many others, which we've decided to cut out because those are the two Doctors we really like. I mean, right?
Yeah. Plus, they're the ones that have the cute little extra comics at the back.
There you go. And then finally, Rivers of London Night Witch. And that's going to be just starting, I believe. And that's another miniseries.
Now, I'm going to say something about this miniseries because this I'm the one that prompted you to put this on the list. I'm not sure if you read it or understand it or whatever. But this is little interstitials to a series of novels. And normally, I don't like comic book adaptations of the novels that I read because that's exactly what they are, is comic book adaptations. But this is actually new stories, which makes it kind of interesting and neat that you can read additional material, not just the same material over again.
So that's our current poll set. So I'll be making some adjustments over on the website and we'll see how that goes. Well, it's time for America's fastest growing new game show.
Guess who's on the cover of Entertainment Weekly? Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready.
Okay, go.
TV related?
Yes.
Kind of TV related.
Well, it is TV related.
Okay. Is it one person on the cover?
No.
Is it two?
Yes.
Okay. Man and a woman?
No.
Two men?
No.
Two women?
Yes.
And they're the stars of a show?
Yes.
Okay. And is this on broadcast TV?
Not now.
Not now. So it was on broadcast TV.
Yes.
And they're the same show?
Yes.
Okay. And is this... Oh, I bet I know what it is. I bet it's Gilmore Girls.
You're right. Okay, I'm stopping the timer. Can you name the two ladies?
Alexis Bledel and... Oh.
Oh, what's her name?
I'll hit myself when you tell me the name. I forget.
It's Lauren Graham.
Lauren Graham.
Not hit yourself. No. Okay. I'll let you go with that one. Boy, that was pretty quick. That was quicker than I thought.
Well, when you said, well, it used to be, and I'm like, well, what show is with two women that used to be on TV that's coming back but not on regular TV? There you go.
I gave you too much information.
I guess. All right. Want to remind you to go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, including our From the Pop Culture Bunker video podcast. You can subscribe via iTunes and please leave us a review.
Email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter at sfppn, or check out tumblr.com/blog/sfppn. You can call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.